I'm telling you, this is so unlike us. We put it up like 10 days ago, and we're the kind of people that put it up on Christmas Eve. Like, that's how late and slow we are. But Mum and I and the family, we were just like, it's been such a horrible year. The Christmas tree is joyous. It's festive. Let's get the decorations out. It's something to look forward to, and I wouldn't be surprised if other people are feeling the same way. And you know me, every Christmas I'm like, got to wait till December. No.
I'm with her this year, Lukey. Mace, you're not with her on this one.
Oh, look, I am now, because to disagree with Jess is only heartache and pain. So while she's not listening, I think I am, because you think about your marketplace where you are, how many retailers are really struggling? Struggling to keep their doors open, keep their people employed. People are flocking to the internet. People all around Australia haven't been able to shop like they maybe wanted to. And if you start playing Christmas carols, if you're walking down your shopping centre and you see Santa over there in the corner waiting for the little kiddies to come up and sit with him, and you hear the Christmas carols, if I hear Mariah Carey one more time, I'll scream.
Oh, I'm with you.
I mean, can we do without Mariah Carey?
Just yes.
Oh, no.
Turn that crap off.
It's on my hotkey just in case we need it at any given time.
Yeah, on Jess's Spotify, her go-to Spotify, she's got that 100 times. That's all she's got. I know she's got a very Britney Christmas.
What?
And the Spice Girls Christmas. She's got that. And she works for a rock station. So work that out. But, I mean, look, we've seen the death of Kobe Bryant, Eddie Van Halen, Sean Connery. We've had fires. We've had floods. We've had coronavirus. Oh. Isn't it about time we inject a little bit of Christmas cheer a little bit early? What do you say?
I say I'm with you 100%. Like, I'm the Christmas person anyway, and quite often in November I get excited when I see the decorations, you know, pop up here and then, or see the ads on TV. It does give you a spring in your step, and I think we should do it early.
Luke, no word of a lie, Jay starts playing Mariah Carey in August. I'm not, no word of a lie.
No, not on the air, just, you know, getting the spirit
so
of it.
So he's right into it. Me, no, still December 1st. Otherwise, it misses that specialness to it.
Yeah, but this year's been different, though, because of the whole COVID. Like Luke said, all those things have gone wrong this year.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to disagree with you both.
Got another question for you.
Yeah.
Can we add this double barrel question this morning?
Yeah.
Jess put up her tree, as you heard, 10 days ago, but it's a pretend tree. It's a Maya tree. Do you put up a real tree? Does anyone do that anymore? The smell of pine, it brings back memories from when I was a kid and Dad and I used to go down to the greengrocers, or we'd go to the Scouts and we'd get a real tree. You know, we would, and it was magic. Do we go back to the real tree? What do you think?
Oh, look, I do, but it's just a mess to clean up all those things that fall over the floor. You have to clean that up every 2 seconds.
I know, and we're not even talking about the tree yet.
No! Honestly, I don't think we've actually ever had a real tree.
You
ever.
Never have?
No.
Ever?
Not once. Not even as a kid.
See, that explains you. That explains
100%. You've been ripped off of your childhood.
Well, it was Mount Druitt.
You have.
Where, okay, 1327 10 or 133353, where can you buy those real trees around Mackay, which I know there are some farms, I just don't know where they are at the moment, or if they're actually doing it this year. Number one, do you do the real tree or the fake tree, and is it too early to celebrate Christmas?
And I'd like to hear from in-store Santas. Are they delighted at COVID-19 because those little snotty brats have to stay 1.5 metres away?
And they're pooey nappies as well. 123353 is a phone number. Lukey, I'm with you. Tell Jess I'm with you, and we'll catch you again on the night shift tonight, mate.
Ho, ho, ho. And can I just say one more thing? New South Wales!
Yeah!
Get off the phone.
He's redeemed himself.
He's the last New South Wales supporter on the air today, that's for sure. We'll take your calls up in just a moment. Jane Day from Breakfast here. Triple M.